taking a seat amidst your life, finding a posture that is comfortable. If you're sitting on a chair, noticing your feet in contact with the floor, and observing how the chair supports you in this moment. If you are sitting on the floor, noticing the points of contact with the ground. And while settling into this position or posture for yourself, strengthening the back, still allowing there to be an S curve and not straining. You might want to lift the shoulders up and let them roll back and square over your hips. Lifting the chest ever so slightly. Lengthening the back of the neck and tucking the chin in. Imagining that there is a string that is attached to the top of your head that goes way up into the sky that has a little bit of tension that can help you remain awake and alert to the breath awareness practice. And as you settle into this position, setting the intention to fall awake and to follow along the best that you can, bringing moment to moment awareness to your practice, knowing that your mind will wander, as that's what minds do. And when you have noticed that you are no longer on the present moment, it is that point of contact that is mindfulness. And with self-compassion, acknowledging where your mind is gone, and then redirecting your attention back to the breath awareness. And you may need to do this 1,000 times over, and that is part of the practice. But bringing a friendliness and a kindness will help as you redirect your attention from time to time. In this moment, noticing that you are breathing and that there is more right with you than wrong. And focusing your attention to the tip of your nose. I invite you to notice the air exchange between the in-breath and the out-breath. And while noticing this exchange of the air, bringing an air of curiosity and noticing the temperature of the air on the in-breath and the temperature of the air on the out-breath. We're not trying to change our breathing or trying to manipulate it. Observing. And on the next inhale, noticing how the breath comes in through the nostrils, past the nose hairs, down through the back of the throat and into the lungs, and how the chest rises on this inhale and how it falls on the exhalation. Resting our awareness on the chest area of our body and bringing full care and attention to the full inhalation and the full exhalation. We are being present with each moment as it unfolds, while focusing on the breath as it comes into the body and out of the body. Riding that wave-like sensation, like a boat on a lake or in the ocean, as it rises and falls, the swells of the waves. If you happen to notice any intense body sensations coming into your awareness, knowing that you can continue to focus on your breath and breathing through the sensations. Alternatively, you can direct your focus towards the intensity of the body sensation that you're experiencing in this moment, stepping towards it and putting on your investigator's hat, possibly asking, where is it really coming from? And as you take a step closer, what is the sensation? Is there discomfort? Possibly pain? And what might be the characteristics with this intensity that you're experiencing in this moment? It is an opportunity to allow the sensation to come into your awareness and to experience it, to attend to it. And if it seems too intense, knowing that you can step away and return back to your breath as a way to anchor yourself. Knowing that there is a choice in terms of turning towards unpleasant sensations. And as we redirect our attention to the breath in this moment, as you follow the next inhalation, following it a little bit deeper into your core, and noticing how the diaphragm expands on the inhalation and contracts on the exhale. Resting your attention in your abdominal area, noticing how the breath manifests various movements in that region as you breathe in and as you breathe out. letting go of whatever thoughts come up or whatever impulses come up, such as the urge to move, and noticing that you can move mindfully, or you can choose to remain with the sensation and watching that sensation ebb and flow. Experiencing yourself in this moment to whatever arises while you focusing in on your breath. Since you've been focusing on the abdominal area, noticing the in-breath coming in, possibly the pause, and then the exhale, and the pause, focusing in on the four points of your breath. Again, we're not trying to change or manipulate our breath in any way, but observing it moment by moment. I invite you now to choose the place where you can rest your awareness of your breath, where you experience it most vividly. If that be at the tip of the nose, the back of the throat, the chest area, or the abdominal area, selecting one of those places to rest your attention and noticing how the breath is manifested moment by moment. While noticing your breath, it might be helpful to direct your attention to the characteristics of your breath, such as it being shallow, jagged, or smooth. Not trying to change it, but just tuning into the characteristic of each breath. One breath to the next breath may shift or change, and bringing a curiosity, cultivating that awareness from the inhalation to the exhalation and back to the inhalation and the exhalation. In this moment, in this moment, and now, in this moment. In these moments of silence, this is the opportunity to practice mindfulness. An opportunity to check in and see if you are still in the present moment, or if your mind has wandered into stories or fantasies. Maybe you're experiencing emotions or getting tied up in certain body sensations. It is at that moment when you realize you are no longer on your breath, for that is mindfulness. And being playful and acknowledging where the mind has gone, and with discernment and self-compassion, redirecting your attention back to your breath. Riding that wave-like sensation, moment by moment. As this practice comes to an end, taking a moment to notice the stillness of your body and the movements of the breath. Allowing the world be as it is, and allowing yourself to be as you are in this moment. Being totally awake to the present moment. Congratulating yourself for having carved out this time to nourish yourself in this manner of being with yourself versus doing. Remembering you can bring this clarity and peacefulness to your everyday living by anchoring yourself to your breath, and by simply paying attention to the present moment. Taking time and allowing your breath to be a source of strength and energy for yourself. Allowing this feeling of calmness to remain with you as you return back to the room that you are in and back to the life that you live.